for Psychic Dilemma with Jenny B.
Jenny B.
Live from PsychicDilemma.com.
Call in now to connect.
888-454-2751.
That's 888-454-ASK-1. Outside the U.S. and Canada,
it's 1-919-341-5615.
This is Psychic Dilemma on A1R.
The Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Psychic Dilemma with Jenny. You're listening to the Ask One Radio Network, the home of the best psychics in the world. Thanks for listening in and tuning in tonight. So settle in, sit back and relax, and I'm here for the next hour, interviewing my guest who's on shortly and taking some of your calls on tonight's show. Just like last week's show, I've left my chat rooms open once again. Pop over to my website at psychicdilemma.com and click on the chat rooms button where you can post a quick question on tonight's show and I'll see if I've got time to answer that question. If not, and we run out of time, I'll be in my chat rooms after tonight's show. And if you mention A1R Psychic Radio, I'll answer one free question for you all. The website, once again, is psychicdilemma.com. Just click on live chat, pop in the message there, and let's see what happens. You can always find me at my website at psychicdilemma.com. That's dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, psychicdilemma.com. Or alternatively, you can come through to my Facebook page and connect with me there. I'm also known there as Psychic Dilemma. So do go through and check it out. But before that, if you're after a free reading tonight, and if you're in the US and Canada, you can call us on 888-454-2751. Or you can catch us on the global hotline at 919-341-5615. You'll catch me here Wednesday evenings in the US at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific, and in Aussie land where I'm broadcasting from, it happens to be 11 a.m. on a Thursday. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I've got a guest on tonight's show with me, Henry Conlon. Before I bring him into tonight's show, let me share a little bit about him. Henry Conlon is Australia's foremost numerologist with a long history of accurate assessments and more than 26 years of experience under his belt. He lives in Melbourne, Australia, where he works with a lot of spiritual groups and is at the Reiki Centre. Henry works with the Pythagorean system of numerology based on the relationship between music, mathematics and astronomy. Can't get that word out. In addition to his private sessions, Henry has lectured in Australia, Europe and America, and he's appeared in lots of newspapers, radio and television interviews. Welcome, Henry, to the Ask One Radio Network. How are you?
Pretty good there, thanks, Jenny.
Yes, well, thank you. Now, you're up for a few questions tonight, Henry.
Yes, we'll see how we go.
Oh, that's good. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your story and how you became an expert in the field of numerology, Henry?
Well, it goes way back. I was taught in 77 from a blackboard. Mm-hmm. I could see the numbers and could ask questions, and I picked it up better visually. Mm-hmm. I didn't get into the books too much, and then after about a year, my teacher said, well, go out and do it. And I used to do it in the factory, on planes, anywhere, and I seemed to get better at it by just doing it. And it's a Pythagorean system, and Pythagoras put the meaning to numbers, numbers to colors, numbers to music. So it sort of gets back to vibration. There's nothing new under the sun. It's all been done before. But numerology is more mathematical. It's more of a science because you've got those numbers, you've got some of those characteristics. And I encourage you to use your talents. But the big thing, as you know, people have free will. And with that free will, you're never sure whether they're going to turn left or turn right. So numerology is a helpmate. And I try to help people to help themselves. That's a little bit in a nutshell there.
Oh, well, thank you for that. Now, in simple terms, Henry, what is numerology? I mean, we all know what it is, but how would you say that in simple terms? What is it?
Well, I specialize in the birthday. I look at the numbers in the birthday and possibly the day and the month are the stronger numbers, and what it adds up to is a developing number. So I'm basically looking at numbers 1 to 9. It's and that seems to work. I've done about 25 years talk radio in Australia and just telling people about themselves. But it's purely from the birthday. And,
okay.
And so numbers do have vibrations. Some are physical numbers, some are emotional numbers, some are creative mental, some are organizing, some are practical. It's sort of you can split it up into those areas.
Okay, sounds quite interesting. Now, you know, Henry, how I've left my chat rooms open tonight. I've actually got someone in the chat rooms as we speak with a birth date. Will we get into that with her birth date?
We can do that if you like, yeah.
Yeah, because we have live callers calling into the show too, but this is someone in my chat rooms. Her name is Shells, and her birthday, she says, is the 30th of the 11th, 1968. Is that all you need, Henry, from
her?
Yeah,
that's all I need. That's so true. I'm just putting down a few numbers. She's a bit of a free spirit. She likes her freedom. She doesn't like to be suffocated or smothered. She had a lot of changes or travel for her when she was younger, up to about 30. There meant to be changes. She was opened up to the world. She's fairly strong-willed, so she should be pretty healthy. She fights things off. What's the 68? It's a 6. She's very much on the spiritual. She should be into psychology, philosophy, how people tick. Can she give a bit of feedback or not? She doesn't.
She's typing in the chat room as we speak, saying that's spot on.
Oh, well, there you are. And, she's a very capable lady. I just didn't realize her cycles were 5, 9, 5, which is a fair bit of travel, very nomadic, this lady. And wherever she is, that's where she's meant to be. And she'd be good in healing or natural therapy. She can jolly people up. She has abilities there. Last year was a very busy year for her. This year is a little bit emotional. She's got to use a bit of tact and diplomacy, a bit softly this year. So year number's a bit like biorhythms. You're not meant to be on a high all the time. But it's a very lucky year for her in 2014. There are a few things off the top of my head. I don't know if she can relate to some of that.
No, she's saying to thank you very much for that, and she can relate to that quite a bit.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, so that's lovely. Now, tell me, Henry, how can numerology help people transverse life's journeys? What are the benefits?
Well, you see cycles or patterns, and sometimes a cycle, a person. I'm not revealing your birthday, but I think you had it pretty hard when you were younger, and things opened up probably more when you were later, or you had to specialize perfect in some areas. So you can see that in patterns, and there's always light in the tunnel, but some cycles are nearly karmic. You know, they're held in. It's a bit out of their control. They have to learn. Yet some cycles are very successful, or some are very creative, or some show a lot of changes in their life. So, and that sort of goes over their life. So you go into those areas.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to do my date of birth, Henry? Would you like to do that?
I can. I won't mention anything, but I can do it. And you can sort of bounce off. You can share with us whether some of that fits in or not.
I can certainly do that. Would you like my birthday?
Well, I've got it here.
So, oh, that's good, because I gave it to you earlier.
So you've got a variety of numbers. You've got the 1, 2, 3 from the 12. So you're pretty happy with life. You're more of a giver than a taker. So, a lot of takers out there, but you're more of a giver. You're stuck with it, I think, there, Jenny.
Thank you. I can relate to that.
And you've got good organizing numbers, administrating numbers, and you've also got the 357 run, which shows you can sell ideas, sell things, your ideas work. Have you been able to use that ability?
Well, I run a team of 14 people. I've got 14 psychics on board on my team, Henry.
Oh, so well, you're using it, but you can see you've got that 159 run 357, which is very, very good. You know whether ideas are going to work or not, so I always encourage people to use that. It shows your main challenge there a bit sometimes there, Jenny, you suppress your feelings, hold them in. They might blow up a bit, or you've had to do a little bit of work on getting your feelings out or talking about your feelings just gradually. Can you relate to that a little bit?
I can relate to that. I can go ballistic at the drop of a hat, Henry, and then I can be calm the next minute. I've got a Polish background. My father was European.
Oh, wow.
So it goes without saying.
Hey? It shows you have a very good mind. Can you switch it off at night?
Well, 3 o'clock this morning, it was ticking over and I was cursing, thinking, why aren't I asleep, thinking about things? I try to.
Well, that's the number 6, the mind, the mental. It's pretty active. It's a bit hard to switch off sometimes.
Have you got any keys that I can switch it off? Anything I can relate to? How to switch it off?
Probably have to get into Eckhart Tolle a bit. He says your mind's your biggest problem. You've got to try to get into nature or give it a rest. But it does, it wants to be going all the time, or it sometimes analyzes things to death. So you sort of got to watch that a little bit.
You know, we've got a mutual friend, Dr. Geraldine Tegelove, and I had her on last week's show. She was saying exactly what you're saying, get into nature a little bit more. So I can relate to that, Henry.
Yes, I walk 10 kilometres a day in the first fives in nature, and I just look and listen, look at the trees, the birds, the flowers, and try to keep out of the head. But you've got to work at it. The old head doesn't want to be in the now. It wants to be all over the place.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing a little bit about me with our listeners. I can certainly relate to that. Now, with our listeners, Henry, can you tell our listeners a simple way of working out their numbers, or is it a more complicated system?
It's a little bit complicated. What I might suggest with you, we could, if we take it step by step with your help, they could look at the year number they're in for 2013. Your personal year number is rather important.
Mm-hmm.
So with your case, the 12th of June, you just put 12th of June in 2013 to get your year number.
Yes.
And you keep adding that across. 1 and 2 is 3 and 6 is 9 and 2 is 11 and 1 is 12 and 3 is 15. And you reduce that 1 and 5 is 6. So you're in a personal 6 year for 2013.
Okay.
So you might often ask the listeners to put their day and the month and the current year and add it across, and we may just go briefly through the year numbers, if you like.
That'll be wonderful.
I think the other part is a bit complicated in a few
minutes. Yes. Let's do it simply there, Henry.
Yeah. Do you want to say that again, what they've got to add up, or what do you think, or just go into the year numbers?
I think just go into the year numbers, because I think we've only got a short time on radio, and it's going to be hard to do it in a short time, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that was when you said, you know, can I show them something about their numerology? But
yes,
the quickest one is the year numbers. The other's a bit complicated.
We don't want complications, do we, Henry?
Oh, no, we keep it simple.
That's it. Keep it simple, exactly.
Yeah. So if people are in a 1 year, a 1 year is tied up with willpower, determination, drive, any goals, any ambitions, that's the year to go for it, new beginnings, new opportunities. It's a very busy year in a 1 year. So year number's a bit like biorhythms. You're not meant to be on a high all the time.
Exactly.
And in a 2 year, the lady who we talked to on the chat thing, she was in a 2 year.
Chels. Yeah, she's in a 2, yeah.
Yeah, so a 2 year is a bit consolidating of what happened in the 1 year. But often people around your relatives, friends, family or loved ones, or people you work with, sometimes they come out of the woodwork and dump their problems on you. So it can be a little emotional, a 2 year. So you've got to do a bit of walking exercise, get your feelings out, get into your vitamin B, and, you know, you're getting better results through tact and diplomacy in a 2 year. And you've got some American listeners. People in a 2 year were Al Gore, John Kerry, John McCain, Mitt Romney, all lost elections in a 2 year. So I was telling people in Virginia Beach in April, say Obama's going to win because he was in a good year and Mitt Romney was in a 2 year, which is a very hard year to win an election from a numerology point of view.
What about Kevin Rudd in Australia? You hail from Australia, but you're in the US at the moment. What about him going to election?
Well,
he's in his date of birth.
He's the 21st of September, and he's in a 9 year. So 9 years a wind-up year. His energy's up and down. He's got to watch his health. I haven't really looked at the Australian election, but if I was having a bet on it, I think I'd bet on Tony Abbott.
He's in a better
year.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've done a lot on elections in Australia, and I picked John Howard about 3 years before it happened and went on with Alan Jones and Midday Shows. But, yeah, so sometimes numbers give you a bit of an indication on that. Now, people in a three-year is a very creative year. I'm in a three-year. I've been to London, been to Paris for a few days, up to Scotland, and then back into New York. and at Virginia Beach. So 3 years, a lucky year. You're meant to do a few things you want to do. You're meant to be anything creative is good in a 3 year. You're meant to be a bit self-indulgent. You don't get too bogged down with everyone else's problems. You play a bit dumb. It's a lucky year. You're more susceptible to be lucky. And it's good for a trip or a holiday, a 3 year.
Oh, well, that's where you are. You're on a holiday at the moment,
correct,
aren't you?
Correct, yes. So people in a 4 year is a bit different. Mm-hmm. 4 year is a practical, down-to-earth year, head down, work hard, budget. Usually money's a bit tight in a 4 year. You've got to get into system and order, routine, get rid of a bit of the trash. So it's fairly practical, down to earth. So each year slightly different. It's a bit like biorhythms. Then if we come up to the 5 year, a 5 year is a bit adventurous. It's tied up with change. It's changes. Could be change of work or change of living area or more travel or the unexpected. So it's a bit all over the place in 5 years. A lot of changes and travel, but that's a bit the 5 year. Then you come up to a 6 year. You're in a 6 year, actually, Jenny.
Yes, I'm in the 6 year, yes.
And a 6 year is sort of a humanitarian year. It's a people year, helping in the home, helping in the community, in your show's community. And sometimes you have a bit more to do with family or brothers or sisters. That can happen in a 6 year, doesn't have to. But the good thing is things settle down, whereas the 5 year was a bit all over the place. This year should be more settling. It's quite a good year, a 6 year. Now, people in a 7 year, it's a little bit look in, where am I going, what's it all about, make a few decisions in your life. So it's a little bit intro, a little bit introspective. You may do a bit of courses or studies to take in year, or you may get into your uplifting books or awareness books or spiritual books, or you're into your yoga or meditation. It's a take in year. You may feel like retreating. So it's not all extroverts, it's a bit introspective. And sometimes your friends say, oh, you're a bit quiet this year, but you just feel like being on your own. So it's not such an easy year for relationships, a 7 year.
Okay.
But it can be quite a growth year if you go along with it. Now, an H year is an extrovert year, completely different. It's using the voice, promoting yourself, promoting ideas, opportunities come your way, money is good. You're linking with lots of people. It's very sociable. It's good on the romantic side. You're meant to get your business into order. It can be tied up with property, investments, real estate, or shares. But it's using the voice outgoing, and that's what Obama was in for 2012. It was a good year. And then a nine year is the last one. A 9 year is a wind-up year. Things are coming to an end. So sometimes in a 9 year, people go out of your life. You're going this way, they're going that. There's not as much in common. Mm-hmm. Your energy levels are up and down. The biorhythm's out of balance. So you could feel a bit flat, bit sluggish. So you sort of got to watch your health. You've got to nurture yourself. Or if there's anything in your system, it'll come out in a 9 year. So if you push yourself too hard, they'll probably slow you up. It's a year where you sort of blame the 9 year, not yourself, because nothing really works. So your confidence can be knocked around. So you've got to be a bit patient in the 9 year. And then the following year, you go into a 1 year, which we've talked about, willpower, determination, drive, any goals, any ambition. It takes off in a 1 year, where they slow you up in a 9 year. So that's just a little brief. People may have put their day, month in 2013. But some of that fits in. I use that on elections and picking Olympic swimmers and tennis players and golfers and different things. But it's a guide. I find that works to a degree.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. Say if I'm in a 6 year, for example, there, Henry, next year am I in a 7 or does it jump to 1?
Yeah, it's a 7 year. So, you're little bit looking. You may be doing a bit of writing or looking at yourself. You might just want to, the spiritual, and that's good. But, you don't want to overtax yourself. You just sort of, slightly different. You know, you've got a bit more time to think. But, with all those psychics and that, you seem to be pretty busy, I think.
And busier, I hope. Fingers crossed, Henry.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that. Now I've got a young man in my chat rooms, Reese, and he's got his date of birth here. He's 18, if I calculate this right. I'm not good at maths, Henry.
Okay.
You must be. He's on the 16th of the 3rd, 1995. That's 18, isn't it?
Probably be, yes. It would be 18 this year.
18, Yeah.
He shares a birthday with the late Eulyn Casey, the son of Edgar Casey, if you've heard of Edgar Casey. Psychic. Eulyn was, I met Eulyn before he passed over. He's quite a character, So this guy's got a very good mind. He's got the sixth, the mind, the mental. He's quite intelligent. He should use his sense of humour, have a laugh at things. He's also very creative with the three. He likes a bit of space. He's quite creative. And he can sort of jolly people up. He shows he's got a good sense of humour, a bit of a zany sense of humour when he lets himself go, I think. He's pretty capable guy. Now, yeah, he's got the 159, which is a good business run. He's only young. And he's got the 357 like you. He can sell ideas, sell things, his ideas work. So I just share that he should use that as he goes along. But he's still pretty young, I suppose.
18. It's very young, isn't it?
Yes. His first cycle is very successful. He's meant to be successful, bit of leadership there, I feel. Mm-hmm. And this year, probably doing a bit of study. He's in the 7 years, a bit take in, learn or specialise or perfect that, maybe tied up with studies. I don't know if he's still studying or
yes,
at work.
He's saying yes in the chat room and a smiley face. So he's agreeing with you, Henry.
Yeah, and he's got pretty good organising numbers. He's pretty capable guy, really. His cycles are good, and his last cycle's a 9, which is very universal, interested in the world, and he's very creative, I feel, and he should look into healing or natural therapies. And this year, well, he's a 7 year. Next year's more outgoing, better money wise, push out, sociably. But this year's a little bit of study or learning. There are a few things there. I don't know if you can relate to some of that.
He's typing in the chat room as we speak, saying, yes, thank you very much. He can relate to all of that, Henry.
Oh, well, we're getting some yes people.
Exactly. We're getting a lot of yes people. You must be spot on, Henry. Now, Henry, you're in the US at the moment, aren't you, for your annual visit. Tell us a bit about what you're doing over there, because you're based in Australia, in Melbourne, like me. What are you doing in the US at the moment?
I start to come to Virginia Beach, which is where Edgar Casey started or built his hospital in 1928. And his centre is still here, and I started to come here in 79, long time ago. Mm-hmm. I got a little bit more insight into numerology. And since 2006, I usually come to America for up to 90 days, and I'm usually at Virginia Beach for about 11 weeks. And it'll be 11 weeks this time, and I sort of have a bicycle to get around. It's flat, thank God, and I'm about two streets away from the Edgar Casey Centre. I know all the people there and sometimes do some numerology, sometimes do a bit of talking there. And I also work at the Heritage Store, which is about 3 miles away, and it's sort of like-minded people, and I usually do some numerology there on a Saturday. I sort of have a holiday and I've been doing that since 2006. So I've been very fortunate being single.
Yeah, that's lovely, travelling and doing people's numerology. You must meet some interesting people there, Henry.
Yes, I think everyone's interesting, and we're all just people in the end. Some people think some people are out of this world, but I think we're all just people in the end. But people may want to debate that.
I agree with you. Now, can you provide some real life examples of how a client has benefited from the work that you do? Have you got any examples for us? That's a tricky one, isn't it?
Well, I have had ones, as I said, I did do a little bit of work. I'd never mentioned it before, but I sent a tape to John Howard many years ago, and then I sort of started to write about him, and I used to have a paper column and that in the Courier Mail in Brisbane for about 6 years on numerology. And I kept saying, oh, you got to watch this person. He's pretty good. And then going back a while, there used to be Ernie Sigley and Denise Drysdale, and I used to go on there and say, watch this guy. But I'd sort of done his cycles. He had a big 11, his last cycle, and a bit tied up with Edgar Casey and that, a little bit on past lives and that. He'd been big time before he could do it again, I felt. So I kept promoting John Howard, and then, you know, I sort of about a year before I went on with Alan Jones in Sydney and said he'd win the election, and you know, in 1996 he did win it, but it might have been luck, but I sort of usually do my research before I say some things, but his numbers look pretty good, but it can be into that area. And one of the ones I've probably done a lot of clients and different things. I can't think, but the one I remember is, I don't know, do you still remember Ray Martin? I'm sort of talking back in the time.
Yeah, Ray Martin, for all our US listeners, these are people in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. That was that was the on the midday show. He had the midday show.
Yes, that's
probably
right.
Probably remember that. And he asked me to talk on some personalities and different things. And I said, from his numbers, Prince Charles is never destined to be king. I said that in 1985. And he hasn't got there yet, but his numbers were a bit karmic. Like, I like Prince Charles, don't get me wrong, but I thought he was held in a bit out of his control. You know, you can see things like that. Another one which the Americans would know.
Yeah, famous ones. Have you got any famous ones?
Yeah, well, one you might find interesting. Mm-hmm. Gee, I can't find my papers. Was I came here in 2006 and I kept saying 2006, 2007. Mm-hmm. I said Tiger Woods has got to change. But you've got to watch what you say in the media and that.
Yes, you have to be very careful.
And then I could see this from numbers or his cycles, you know. Mm-hmm. There was a bit of karma coming up. And so I kept saying, you know, he had to change. And people couldn't believe it because he made hundreds of millions. He was one of the most highest paid sporting person. You know, he's amazing. And then about 2010, I was in the Brisbane studio, the ABC, mm-hmm. to go on there a bit. And Anthony Franchi saw me in the building. He said, can we do 10 minutes together on radio? I said, all right. He said, we'll do a bit on politics and anyone you like. Mm-hmm. So I went on and I said, Tiger Woods has got to change. Something's coming up. And I sort of had to watch what I said. But about two weeks after that, it hit the fan.
Oh, yes, it did, didn't it?
But you can see that, you know, and he's in a cycle now where he's got to learn a few lessons. It's a bit different. But his first cycle was quite good and he was amazing. Sporting Purple with their massive amounts of millions and that, the sponsorship and everything. But people must have found it hard to think that he had to change. But from a numbers point of view, you can see a few things
from
coming.
A numbers point, yes.
Yeah. So sometimes the numbers don't lie.
No. What about Prince William and Kate?
Yeah, I think they're pretty good. Well, I'm just trying to find the paper that I wrote these on.
Don't worry. Have you got any offhand that you know?
Well, Prince William's the 21st of June, 21st of June 1982, and Kate's 9th of January 1982. They're both 82. I don't think, from a numbers point of view, I don't think William will be interested in being king, you know. With the 2000. Is equality, equalness, you know, more cooperation, more of a feminine energy 2000. Mm-hmm. So I think we're not meant to be looking up at the royals or the popes. That's sort of going to fade away. And Prince William is quite capable, quite spiritual. And Kate's numbers are very successful. She's a very capable lady, Kate. But I can't... Seeing them, you know, follow the mother and sort of being the royal, confined to that. It must be nearly karmic to be a royal with all the photographers and everything on you or in your pocket. But they're both a very interesting couple, very positive numbers. Mm-hmm. Prince William's a bit like you. He's the 21st of June. You're the 12th of June.
We've got commonality then.
Yeah, well, this is it. You might be a royal next.
I could be underneath all that. Who knows, Henry?
That's true. Oh, yeah, Barack Obama's the 4th of August 1961. He shows up as an old soul. And he was in a good year in 2012. Mm-hmm. Mitt Romney was in a 2-year, which people don't seem to win an election in a 2-year. Oprah's sort of had 29th of the first, 1954. She had these two, three pinnacles. As I say, I can't explain all of this, but you've got to trust me. Right. And the three are very lucky cycles. And if she's doing something she likes doing, she usually attracts money. So her having two, three pinnacles, you know, you saw how she amassed money in her shows. And Bill Gates has two, three pinnacles too. So usually they do well with three cycles. But Oprah, being the 29th of January, she's very astute, very good at reading people, very capable lady, I'd say. Yeah, so
you've got it down pat, haven't you? Really?
Well, we've looked at a lot of birthdays over the years, and I don't know. Did you follow the football down Melbourne? Were you in Melbourne or not?
Well, I hate to say it. Yes, I'm in Melbourne. I hate to say it. I don't really. If I had to, I would follow Carlton if I had to.
Well, someone was asking me about Buddy Franklin, and I said, oh, I forget his birthday, and this was in the travel thing. And he said, oh, he's the, what was he, the 27th of January. And I said, oh, he's in a 7-year. I said, I don't think he's going to do too well this year. And I think he's been a bit up and down. So a 7-year is a bit held in. And I think Buddy's maybe leaving Hawthorn, or he's going to get a couple of million-dollar contract. But I don't think it's such a good year for Buddy Franklin. But that's just from a numbers point of view. I am a Hawthorn supporter. I hope they do well, but I think he hasn't been quite as sharp this year, but the year numbers, when you're looking at sportsmen, is usually pretty important.
Yeah, well, that's lovely. You're a numbers man, certainly, Henry, aren't you?
Yeah, it's all in the numbers.
It's all in the numbers. That's what I think too. Now, Henry, I know that you love to live in the now, so to speak. Can you elaborate on that? What's that all about, Henry, living in the now?
That's Eckhart Tolle. He tries to get you in the now and just alert and conscious, get out into nature, look and listen. And he says the future's just a thought form in the head. All you've really got is the now. And I've been following that pretty closely since 2006. And my mind's not quite as active now, but often your mind takes you over back and forward all over the place. It doesn't want to be in the now. But you've got to work at it. And as I say, I walk and look at the trees, the birds, the flowers, and just try to keep out of my head. And I do a lot of Eckhart Tolle CDs and give them to people. But he's pretty good. And but there's other people doing it, or mindfulness and things like that. But I recommend anything of Eckhart Tolle or books. It certainly helped me a lot. And things are changing. And He feels children will be taught this mindfulness or being conscious in the younger classes, and they'll get it. But, you know, often the kids have been just pushed around. They've never got any time or any time to relax or just surrender.
But yeah, that's true, isn't it?
I think things are changing, but you're not going to get that in the media.
No.
They keep pushing the negative a bit, but I think there's a lot of good things happening. From what I feel anyway.
Yeah, I think so too. But you talk about mindfulness and awareness and consciousness. What can we do to put them in practice in our daily lives there, Henry?
Well, I think, you know, even if you took a conscious breath over the day, or up to 50 conscious breaths, that'd bring you into the now. You just sort of surrender, take it. But often we're half breathing, next thing, you know.
We're always on the rush, aren't we?
And you surrender a bit, you know, and Eckhart says 50 conscious breaths over the day is probably better than just meditating all the time, because it brings you back into the now. But you sort of got to work at it, you know. It has helped for me, and I appreciate Eckhart's input, and I'm sure some of your listeners know of the work. But and unfortunately, on the other side, all this technology and iPhones and all this information going into your head. People aren't aware of nature, and that they've got all these gadgets around their head, and they've got to try to balance the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. You don't want all this technology going into your head, or I think you get out of balance.
I think so too. Yes, I agree with that 110%. If you had one secret to share, Henry, with our listeners tonight, what would that be? That's a tricky one too, isn't it? You've shared a lot of secrets tonight.
Oh, well, I think being in the now is important, and
me too.
Keep it simple, you know, keep it simple. You know, your image and all that, often people are me and my life, or we are life, it's not me and my life. And I use one philosophy there. I say, if you trust in this moment, which is trusting in life, life looks after you. And
yeah, that's a good one. Yes.
That seems to work for me, but often people are into fear and judgments. But you've got to have a bit of faith, trust in this moment. I find that's important.
No, I can understand exactly where you're coming from. Now, we're shooting off to a commercial break in a minute, Henry. Where can people connect with you and find out a little bit more about you and what you do? Where can they find you?
Well, I'm sort of not killing myself with work these days, and a bit on holidays. But I could give out an Australian mobile phone number, which I'll be back in. I'll be back there in August. But I haven't got a web page, and I did media for about 30 years. I'm not worrying so much now.
Tell us your number where we can connect, where they can connect with you.
Yes, yes. So this will be early August. It's 0419 708 642.
And you've got an email address. They can always email you, Henry, can't they?
Oh, possibly. I don't want to be I don't want to have too many, but
it's you might have thousands.
Well, it's pretty simple. It's just lowercase henryconlan@yahoo.com.
Yeah. All right. henryconlan@yahoo.com. But thank you so much for coming on to the show tonight and sharing with our listeners a little bit about what you do. And thank you for everyone in the chat rooms and looking after their numerology, Henry. It's been lovely.
Yes, no, I like the chat room people. They were yes people. No.
They were yes. No one said no, not even myself, Henry. But thank you so much. You have a wonderful, good time in the US the rest of your trip. When are you coming back to Australia?
About the 4th of August.
Okay, well, I wish you all the very best, and thanks for being a great, wonderful guest, Henry.
Pleasure there, Jenny. I enjoyed it immensely.
Take care. See
you,
Henry.
There. Thank
bye
you.
Bye-bye. Stay tuned. This is Psychic Dilemma on the Ask One Radio Network. Back in a moment.
This is A1R,
the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Jenny, and I'm an international psychic based in Australia. If you have any questions regarding your love life, health, career, finances, or something you can't quite understand or make sense of, or if you simply want a reading, I'm here and just a phone call away. My special interests lie in areas of love and relationships, crisis and change. I also dabble in feng shui and even spells sometimes. You can have a look-see at my website if you like, www.psychicdilemma.com. Or you can connect with me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma. Or follow me on Twitter as Psychic Jenny. That's Jenny with an I, J-E-N-N-I. I do care deeply about all of my clients, and I would love to hear from you all. Your only dilemma is, do I call? My dilemma is Psychic Dilemma, and I'm here and waiting for you. www.psychicdilemma.com. That may be spelled a little bit different than you're used to. D-I-L-E-M-M-A.
Looking for something a little more visual? Perhaps you would enjoy A1R Psychic Television at askonetelevision.com. You'll find great psychic video and original programming. When you need pictures to set the scene, A1R Psychic Television is on right now. Embedded in your website, profile or blog, and enjoy psychic television fully customized for you.
AskOneTelevision.com.
AskOneTelevision.com. A1R. Psychic, metaphysical and wellness radio. A breath of fresh air. This is A1R, a product of Positive Peak.
Psychic Dilemma with Jenny B.
Live from PsychicDilemma.com.
Exclusively on A1R.
The Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Jenny at A1R Radio, and tonight I'm here doing brief readings and chatting to my guest I had on earlier. My guest on earlier tonight was numerologist Henry Conlon. If you'd like to find out more about Henry, you can always email him at henryconlon, C-O-N-L-O-N, at yahoo.com. He was talking about numerology, and he was a wonderful guest. So thank you, Henry. Now, if you guys are wanting to connect with me privately, you'll find me at my website. I'm there as psychicdilemma.com, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, psychicdilemma.com. My contact details are listed there on the website. For those that are in the chat rooms tonight, we did a few numerology readings for you. I hope you enjoyed that. Anyone else in the chat rooms, stay there. We'll see if we can get you in tonight's show because we've got some live callers coming down the line in a few minutes. If we run out of time on tonight's show, I'll be in my chat rooms after the show tonight. And if you mention A1R Psychic Radio, I'll answer one free question for you all. The website, once again, is psychicdilemma.com. Now, let's take some callers into tonight's show. We've got our first caller. We've got Tracy in Waterloo, Iowa first. Hello, Tracy. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Okay, I'm well. I'm Jenny from Psychic Dilemma. Welcome, Tracy. How can I help you there?
Okay, I have a question. I just received an email.
Oh, that's good. I like questions.
Received an email that I had sent a response to actually for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of concerned because I'm not quite sure what's what with it. And I wanted to know maybe if you could tell me a little bit about that.
Okay. What's your date of birth, Tracy?
1971.
19th of January? Yeah, 71?
Yes, ma'am.
Now what happened with the email? You got an email and you can't make head or tail of it. Is that right?
It's just kind of confusing. I've never been, I don't think I've ever had this type of offer made. So quickly, I should say. And it's
okay.
It's kind of strange.
I know you, Tracy, as a Capricorn. You're a very careful, determined planner here. You like everything in its little box. And this has kind of thrown you for a six at the moment where you're not too sure what's going to happen. I feel with you, why don't you get on the phone and call these people up and find out what's happening if you can't understand
exactly.
Why don't you do that?
The same thing.
You like organization. I do know that. You're a very hard worker and you're very persistent here with things. But if you're not understanding it, get on the blower and find out, because to me there's mixed messages in this email. What's it actually saying in the email?
Well, he says, I do appreciate your response regarding the position. Sorry for responding late. My name is blah, 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 and my wife, and they're relocating from San Francisco to where I live in Iowa. And they want someone to go grocery shopping for them and clean for them. And his wife is pregnant and they have two children. And he basically just offered me a job over the internet and asked me to go grocery shopping. And his company is going to send me a $350 check to go get groceries, pay for my expenses, and see if I can accomplish these things and get me a key. His realtor is going to get me a key to go into their new apartment and get it set up for them before they get here.
Okay. I know that you're very ambitious when it comes to regarding your own career goals here, but something's not sitting right with me, Tracy. Is it sitting right with you?
No.
No, I think check into it a little bit more. Check into the realtor. Check into something there, because something's not quite right here. I know you're very versatile. I know you're very spontaneous being a Capricorn, but something is not sitting right here. Really check it out, because it's not a smooth path around you at the moment.
Okay.
Can you check it out a little bit better? Because this is all done via the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sending them an email as we speak. After I get off the phone, I'm going to finish the email. And I would prefer that this gentleman would call me on the phone so we could have a conversation about what exactly it is he wants me to do.
Yeah, that's what I think you have to do. You need a bit of clarity here because you know how I said you're very practical and that you're a very determined planner and you like everything in its little box? This is wishy-washy. Mm-hmm. This is kind of all over the place. I think you need some answers, but you need to speak to this person via rather than via the internet because it's not kind of working, is it?
Yeah, no, it's I don't feel comfortable.
No,
first
well, that's
of all,
what I mean.
I've never done anything like this. And second of all, it's just not something I normally do.
Yeah, and it's not sitting right with you, is it? So what's the point of it all? There's no point, is there, if it's not sitting right with you? You don't want to get into something you're not really, really that interested in there too. True?
Yes.
Yeah, but I know that there is a new job around you. It might not be this job, Tracy.
There might be a new job around you.
It doesn't necessarily have to be this job. So I think just put out the intention of what you're wanting because there is newness all around you. Have you let go of your old jobs there? Because sometimes you seem to hang on to old jobs there.
Well,
Have you let go of old jobs there or not really?
I clean homes, and I clean a house for a lady that I've been cleaning for a couple of years now. And I love her, and she loves me, and I've been really good with that. But I have been looking for more houses, more work.
Yes, but I can see studies around you too, Tracy.
Because it was just out of the blue.
Yeah, Tracy, I can see, it's sort of throwing you. It's not sitting right, but I can see more studies around you too. I don't know if you're looking into studies or thinking about studies, but there's some sort of studies around you. Just remember anything that you set your mind to do, Tracy, you can do quite easily, hey?
Okay.
But do look into that, Tracy, because it's not sitting right. Talk to that person on the phone and take it from there. Let me know how you go. You can always pop over to my website at psychicdilemma.com, shoot me off an email and let me know how you go if you like.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much.
I wish you all the best and get to that email, Tracy. Good luck.
Absolutely. You have a blessed evening.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye then. Take care. Bye. Now Tracy's gone and we've got Helen in New Jersey next. Hello, Helen. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, well, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just calling because I'm just concerned about my daughter.
Okay, let's have a look. What's your date of birth, Helen?
My date of birth is September 24th, 1965.
Okay, and you're concerned about your daughter?
Yes.
What's your daughter's name?
Her name is Amanda.
Yeah, and what's her date of birth?
Her date of birth is August 17th, 1988.
Okay. Now tell me, why are you concerned about her?
She's been making a lot of bad choices, and the consequences for them have not been very good. And she's had a problem for 2 years now, so I want to know what direction.
Yeah, I can see there's a lot of concern and worry around you at the moment, but you'll find your daughter is quite headstrong. She's a Leo and you'll find your Libra. So Leos are really, really strong there. But she's very strong-minded. She's very capable. And I know that she knows exactly what she wants and where she's going. Whether it's right or not, she's holding these thoughts in her head at the moment. But she's not going to listen to anyone else. Do you realise that?
Yes, I have realised that.
You're trying to get her to look at how you're seeing things, but you'll find she almost comes to the point of being aggressive there. There's a very fine line being assertive or aggressive, but I think she's got a bit of aggressiveness, too much self-confidence around her too. I don't know if you see that side of her at all.
Yes, I see the aggressive side on occasion,
Yeah, but she's quite unsure of herself. She comes across as a little bit aggressive, but on the surface she comes across as very competent, very strong, very sure of herself, but she's not really. Underneath it all, you'll find it's like she's a little girl here, underneath it all.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you can change her or get her to see the light because she's seeing what she wants to see at the moment. And sometimes I feel too, Helen, you've got to let them make their own mistakes.
Yes, I know.
What do you want to see happen? Helen, what do you want to see happen?
I'm hoping that since I've now backed out of the picture and have allowed her to be out on her own on the street to find out the hard way to hit rock bottom, I'm hoping since I'm not enabling her anymore that she will find the strength that she needs to find, and a reality will hit her enough to be a wake-up call to start making better decisions, or realize that the consequences will be this bad again, or maybe
death. Yeah, sometimes, Helen, you have to hit that rock bottom, like you're saying, and I feel she hasn't yet. I'm thinking she's heading down that path. I tend to think this can turn around 360. You know how you're not really friends at the moment? There's a bit of distance there between you two. Through her hitting rock bottom, I feel she turns to you. I feel that it can be sorted. It's going to take a little time at the moment, and I know there's a lot of confusion and uncertainty around you at the moment, but I think let her make her own mistakes. And I know that sounds terrible, but you can't keep saving her again and again and again. That's what you've been doing. You've been saving her.
Yes, true? I have. Yes, I have, over and over, but I now refuse to anymore.
Yeah, that's probably good that you're standing up and doing what's good for you, because it tells me that you're on the ball. Don't feel badly about it, Helen, because I think that you're feeling a little bit badly about this. Please don't, because you've done everything you can.
It's hard.
Hey?
It's very hard. You know, I'm used to being a mother, and mothers fix things that hurt. Mother fix things that are broken.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like my job is.
But
I realize I can't fix this.
No, you can't fix this, because your intuition is working really well, and you're listening to the inner thoughts that enter your mind and your heart, and you're wanting to fix it, but you cannot. I think a breakthrough is going to come through when she hits rock bottoms. But stay true to you. All's going to be well, but you just can't sort it out there. Do you realize that? You can't do anything there. And that's why I feel it's a little bit of a waiting time. You're waiting to see what happens. Don't stress yourself out, because that's what I think you're doing at the moment. You can sit down and talk to Amanda all you like. You can tell her everything that's going on, but she'll be saying one thing, you'll be saying something else. You'll be on kind of different pages, and it won't work. And that's the hardest thing. Yeah?
Yes, definitely.
Can you do that?
And right now I have a restraining order on her right now so that I can't talk to her, so that she realizes that her safety net is now removed.
Mm.
So I'm doing everything I can.
How long has that order been on, Helen? How long has that order been on Amanda?
I just put it on Monday.
Yeah.
And she's been on the street since Monday.
Yeah. See, Monday is not a long time, though.
No, and she has a warrant now out for her arrest, so she... Once the police catch up with her, she will be getting incarcerated. However, the judge told me today at the final hearing that he is going to send her to mandatory rehab for about 6 months to a year.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about, hitting rock bottom, and then she can kind of come up and up and up. You'll find you'll take that order off later on, Helen. You'll find that you will sort it with your daughter. But do connect with me on my website, because we've only got a couple of minutes left in the show at psychicdilemma.com, and I can certainly help you through that and tell you a whole lot more.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
But good luck with everything, Helen.
Can I ask you a quick question?
I'll send out some spiritual healing for Amanda, but you take care, won't you?
Yes, thank you. And do you see employment coming for me real quick?
Yeah, no, I won't get into that because I've got a minute or so left. But good luck with it. Connect with me on my website. But I want to wish you all the best, and quickly, yes to that question. Good luck, Helen. Bye.
Thank you. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Take care, Helen. Bye-bye. Now, guys, we've come to the end of the show again tonight. It goes so quickly that hour. I can't believe it. I want to thank you all so much for listening in and tuning in to me for the last hour on the Ask One Radio Network. Big thank you to my guest I had on earlier, numerologist Henry Conlon. Henry hails from Australia. He's in Melbourne where I am. And if you want to connect with him and find out more about him, it's henryconlon@yahoo.com. I had to look up his email just then. Big thanks to the team here at A1R Psychic Radio, the home of the best psychics in the world, Connie and Dave, for looking after the best psychics in the world. Thank you. Just a quick reminder, after the show tonight, in around 5 minutes' time, I'll be in my chat room, so do come through and say hi. And if you mention A1R Psychic Radio, I'll answer that one free question for you all. That's at my website at psychicdilemma.com. While you're at the website, you'll see that I've got a psychic newsletter there that you can all subscribe to. Now, I write these newsletters, and I hope you enjoy reading them as much as I do writing them. Also on my site, you'll see that I've got 15 people on board at the moment, including myself. So if you're ever after a psychic reading or an email reading or a chat room reading, or in fact, any sort of reading. Connect with me or connect with any of my wonderful staff. They're all good. They're all on the ball, and I handpick them all. They're all wonderful. So pop over to the website at psychicdilemma.com. If you're a Facebook fan, you can also find me there. I'm quite active on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma. I put up a lot of little posts, interesting posts, I hope. So come into Facebook as well. Now, you guys can catch me here every Wednesday evening in the US at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific, and 11 a.m. in Australia on a Thursday. Now, I've got a quote for tonight's show, and it says, "Do not judge by appearances. A rich heart may be under a poor coat." Now, that is a Scottish proverb. I love that. Thanks, guys, for tuning in once again. Sending out big hellos to Lady Catherine and Kat and all my friends out there, and Jen as well. Wishing you all the best, guys. Thanks, guys. I'll say night for now. Until next week, sending out blessings to you all, and bye from me at Psychic Dilemma. Mm-hmm.